Okay, I'm going to jump through here.
Okay.
Because I want to bring you to Tulsa. So then we've talked about you were named Vice President of Brand Development at Chrysler, then Vice President of International Operations, which you talked about. And then finally, Vice President of Chrysler Technologies and Rental Car Operations. And then your mission was to spin off those operations that were considered non-core to the automaker, right?
Correct.
All right, so then I'm going to bring you to 1998. You were appointed CEO, Director and President of the Dollar Rent Group. Then you spun Dollar Rent and Thrifty Car Rental from Chrysler, and you placed that merge companies as newly independent company on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, there's a lot of work in what I just said, but that brings you...
That brings me to Tulsa.
That brings you to Tulsa, right. And it so happened that the car rental companies were headquartered here in Tulsa, but they were losing like $5 million a month.
Correct.
And you requested, along with your wife, Patty, to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Correct.
And so then I'll let you take off, kind of give us a synopsis of when you come to Tulsa and what you're doing.
Well, I was still trying when I came to Tulsa. I was still trying for at least 3 years, if not four, to sell either Dollar or Thrifty. And we had, I made presentations in New York to the people from Avis. I made presentations to Hertz, made presentations to investment bankers, trying to find somebody that would buy these companies. But, you know, when a company's losing money and it's getting all of its products, it's losing money for Chrysler, basically, and it gets all of its products from Chrysler, it doesn't seem to be an attractive idea to buy one of those companies. So it was very clear that I had to turn them around and have them make money instead of losing money. And that's where I said it's a question of getting team focus and have everybody working together better. And one of the things was the compensation that was at that time being paid to the Dollar and Thrifty management team. It was extremely below market. And I ended up boosting that, which boost the morale, and putting in other, for the senior management, other perks that they didn't have before, like getting a membership at one of the golf clubs, doing things that made them feel good, and having sessions at my house, the open house kind of thing, bring people together from... Because Dollar people and the Thrifty people didn't mesh well, because Dollar had basically come from California. In fact, one of the first things I did was require the executives in California to move to Tulsa, including the guy who was president of Dollar. It was Gary Paxton, and he lived out in Los Angeles. And when I announced what I wanted them to do, Gary said, "Well, I can't do that." I said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Well, my wife has just ordered new curtains." And I said, "Gary, you know, sometimes things happen. And those new curtains are going to look nice when you sell your house to somebody else." I said, "All I'm saying is your check is going to be in Tulsa. If you're not working there to pick it up, you need to start looking for something else." Well, Gary decided a move was good. I told him, "I'm moving to Tulsa." So, you know, and it, you know, there were 3 hours lost, you know, with the time differential coming to work, you know, you just, they couldn't communicate themselves between Dollar and Fleet people because they left in Tulsa. They had like the res center, they had purchasing, they had accounting. If they had questions, they couldn't talk to anybody until they came to work. And then if they got questions, everybody here is gone. So it was just, those are the kind of things that you had to do to start to turn around. And it took 3 years to turn it around.
But you did.
Yes.
You turned it around.
Yes.
Went on the New York Stock Exchange.